There is something fishy happening in Ecuador, but it is good growth opportunity in a market that already appreciates Kansas' hard red winter wheat, thanks to the relationships built by Kansas Wheat and U.S. Wheat Associates, the wheat industry's export market development organization. One of the interesting stories that is a lot of high-protein hard red winter wheat is going to fish food, said Aaron Harries, Kansas Wheat Vice President of Research and Operations, who joined the U.S. Wheat staff for a series of crop quality seminars in South America in early November. In Ecuador specifically, they're using it to feed shrimp, and in southern Chile, they're using it to feed salmon. Aquaculture is a rapidly growing market in South America thanks to imports from an equally expanding Chinese market. Salmon are top feeders, so feed pallets must float so salmon can come to the surface and eat. Shrimp are the opposite, they are bottom feeders, but feed pellets still need to sink slowly. Hard red winter wheat fits the bill in helping with buoyancy and providing high protein content. They use high-protein hard red winter wheat because they want higher protein content for the fish food, Harry said. They can also use soybean meal, but the wheat has viscosity that makes the pellets float. So that's a market we'll certainly be exploring and making sure we're getting them the product they need to meet those needs. Fish food was a hot topic during the U.S. Wheat Crop Quality Seminars, but the main event featured the results of the 2021 Crop Quality Report, the latest in a series of reports by U.S. Wheat. Each year, the organization gathers thousands of samples throughout the harvest season and at export locations to analyze the wheat for flour and in-use products. These results are compiled into an overall report for all six wheat classes and broken down into individualized reports by wheat class. After the report is finalized, U.S. Wheat conducts crop quality seminars to dive deeper into the information with global customers like the ones Harry's participated in this November in Colombia, Ecuador, Peru, and Chile. Harry's also discussed prospects for next year's wheat crop and address challenges from the strength of the U.S. dollar, high competition from corn and soybean exports, problems on the Mississippi River, potential rail strikes, and other issues. While the seminars provide a wealth of information, they also allow State Wheat Commission staff, U.S. farmers, and U.S. wheat staff a chance to meet with the best customers for U.S. wheat. In Colombia, Harry's had the chance to reconnect with millers that had traveled to Kansas as a part of trade teams, some as recently as this past summer, and some from the earlier decade. These relationships, when combined with transparent crop quality data, help secure long-lasting, steady customers. Whether hard red winter wheat is destined for fish food or bread, the trading relationships built through this exchange of information help build lasting markets for Kansas wheat producers in South America. Learn more about how Kansas wheat works with U.S. Wheat Associates to promote hard red winter wheat around the world at kswheat.com/international. With Kansas Wheat, this is Mary Marsh.